many people need to die to prove somebody's view. All killed in wars, mass terrorized to serve a very few. Because our enemies are damned and we are always right. We do not think until the end, wars, killing, dues and pride. The meaner scoundrel quickly finds excuses for his sins. His conscience rarely gets involved to suffer moral spins. We know that primitive cavemen cannibalized some moments, but we eat chicken, cows, and fish and kill just the opponents. Not even kill, we cancel them. Don't deal with blood and bodies. We just get rid of stubborn bumps in a sake of true almighty. We cancel private hopes and dreams, commune the talent seeds. While for the murderers and slays, we grant a lifelong feed. When man is well and solid, dude, and very much alive, he builds his life-term attitude for hoping to survive. He knows what his faith it is. He knows what it's not. He knows how to reject away the foreign to him gods. He values and he cherishes his parents, wife and kids, his property, relations, takes care of every need. He makes his time to think of new problems and new gains. He's smart enough not utter his sacred dreams in vain. But if you put him into environments of hate, blackmouth him and slander in wrongful trick betrays. If people seek advantage from everything he has, including kids, and challenge his wife's devoted base. If his achievements were stolen by scams or by surprise, or mocked and smeared the values he counts to be apprised, no need to kill him ever. His body's just a shell in there, about nothing, no hopes to be propelled. The envy's mute life leisure, the slander's lashed his leather, the stealer stalled his treasures, the luster spoiled his pleasure. His children scorn his measures, his faith isn't in trends. Redundant this commandment, you cannot kill a dead. Life leisure, the slanders lashed his leather, the stealer stalled his treasures, the luster spoiled his pleasure. His children scorn his measures, his faith isn't in trends.